And finally, Thursday is Independence Day in El Salvador. It commemorates the day in 1821 when Central America broke free from Spanish rule. And just in time for the holiday comes a new album from the Salvadoran band Los Hermanos Lovo. The band's music has its roots in rural eastern El Salvador, but its members are rooted in the large Salvadoran community in the Washington, D.C. area. Bruce Wallace has the band's story.
Los Hermanos Lovo is all about the party. This is the first song on their new album, Soy Salvadoreño. The song is an invitation to celebrate at the carnival of the singer's homeland. The two violins sawing out the melody and the upright bass thumping around behind them are the essential ingredients of the chanchona style of music Los Hermanos play. Another common ingredient?
If chanchona music is anything, it's distilled joy.
Dan Sheehy is the album's producer and a specialist in Latin American music at the Smithsonian.
It's about having a great time. It's about smiling. It's about laughing. It's about getting people to dance. It's about bringing the community together to create a sense of community and just enjoy each other's presence.
Chanchona music comes from eastern El Salvador, from the three largely rural departments of Morazan, La Union, and San Miguel. The name chanchona literally means sow. It's a nickname for the heavy-set upright bass that anchors chanchona groups. The music's roots probably stretch back to the early 20th century. In the 50s and 60s, radio spread Colombia's infectious cumbia music throughout Latin America. Chanchona music picked up cumbia's distinctive two-step rhythm.
Cuando vengo por los montes con mi carga de carbón.
That chanchona music kept its joy through the 1980s and 90s in El Salvador is remarkable. A civil war engulfed the country, and it was most brutal in the east of the country, called the Oriente. Dan Sheehy says that, in fact, chanchona music sometimes created a bridge between the two warring sides.
In eastern Oriente, where the civil war was the fiercest, there were moments of extraordinary peace. Some of the radio DJs in San Miguel, the capital of one of the three provinces that make up eastern El Salvador, told me a story once how they had a dance celebration. And a lot of the people didn't realize it, but there were leftist guerrillas there. And at the same time that there were people from the armed forces who were from the right politically. And they intermingled, they played, they had a great time. And everybody loved the music of chanchona, and that was a force that brought people together.
The war forced many Salvadorans to flee the country. A lot of them came to the United States and carried chanchona with them. Among these refugees were members of Los Hermanos Lovo, who settled in Northern Virginia near Washington, D.C. Trini Lovo, the group's leader and one of its violinists, came in the late 90s.
Bueno, que los que estaban acá ya, a mí ya me estaban esperando.
Lovo says the music is a way of reuniting people and of celebrating. He was working two other jobs when he got here, but still found time to play music at restaurants around Washington.
Señores, voy a contarles lo lindo de mi país.
A lot of the songs on the album, Los Salvadoreños, look back at El Salvador with a homesick eye. Las Tres Fronteras, one of two songs that Trini Lovo wrote for the album, says of El Salvador, love and pain are always in my country.
Que uno deja...
It tells of how you leave your family behind, Lovo explains. When you depart, you shed tears because you leave your children, your wife. It says sorrows because we leave sadness, and love because what we are going to do here is work, so that our family might live a better life. Dan Sheehy says that chanchona music has become a source of regional pride in El Salvador, helped by a two-month-long Battle of the Chanchona Bands festival that a radio station puts on every fall.
Chanchona is a flag of identity, of musical identity, of regional identity. And this is why folks down in Salvador who organize the annual festival and all the events they have building up to that, they realize that this was a musical flag, and they realize that with all the globalization, they were maybe going to lose what was really theirs, what defined them.
Not bad for lovers of a type of music that takes its name from a pig. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.
Pasando por San Vicente al Puerto La Libertad.
You can listen to and download that song, Las Tres Fronteras, at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for being with us.
Ahí están los recuerdos que no los podré olvidar.